the dialect of Turvey, Bedfordshire. Tom Essery, a retired farm worker, aged 78, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in January 1958.
Oh, you said you'd work when you were about 10 or 11.
I was wondering about this lace making and plaiting. Did the youngsters do any of that?
Oh, a lot of use. I had no plaiting. I used to do a lot of lace making about here.
Oh, yes.
My mother used to do a lot lace making, what they call the Bedfordshire lace. I had none of that done there, about here, I know. And an old gal used to live across here. Used to keep what they call the lace school. Get the young gals and learn them how to make lace. I always watched mother do it, but we didn't need it. I don't know how easy. Need old bobbins.
You've done ploughing and that sort of thing, haven't you?
Aye.
You've done ploughing and that kind
plowing?
Of thing.
Ploughing? Yeah, ploughing. I've done milking about 40 years, Sunday and weekday. There were no half days then, you know. Yet the money as there is now. You got to work 7 days a week, you only overtime 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the day of a Sunday, you know. 15 shillings a week, that's all I paid you. Got to go twice on a Sunday for a shilling.
Well, how did they keep a family going on that?
Well, there you are. Things are a lot cheaper then than they are now. You were going to get a score egg in there sometime for a shilling. Milk was only about 3 halfpence a pint, new milk, and you were going to get a quart canful for cooking or anything like that for a penny. So now you see, here's milk, what is it now? 8 pence and 9 pence, isn't it? A pint. Bread. About 2 halfpence a loaf, quart and loaf. I used to bake them that time, and now you know, not the same as they do now in them old tins. On the floor of them used to be treat. Or used to tell old baker, come here, or it's about time you old bakers collected your tins and throw them down the rubbish dump. Baked your bread on the floor of them the same as they used to do. Well, old bakers used to live in the middle of Bay House. You know that there house just next to the rectory? Well, that used to be a bake house. I had. Well, there used to be another one down the bottom of the lane here where Freddie Wright lives, the painter, you know, that corner. Well, that used to be a bake house. And another one up the top of the village there in that shop there this side that supplies stores. Had another bake house, I know, the time when they had all three in full swing. Now ain't one on them used.
And how did they get their ovens hot?
Well, some on them used to use coal, and some on them, that one in the middle, they used anybody laying edges, you know, in old bushes, he'd buy all them there old bush faggots. Well, he'd have them with. Put them in, you know, or when that happened, well, hot, you see, you'd get an old rag, wet rag, cloth on the end of a stick. He'd sweep his oven floor with that, you see. Right the way around, so there was nothing, dirt and nothing in it, before he put his bread in. Yeah, he was the use of old, do his with old bush faggots. Come on, he used to use coal, you see.
But they couldn't burn that inside the oven, could they, if it was coal?
Used to be the furnace like the side, see? So the heat on it went round the oven, you see, the furnace were at the side of the oven.